You need to get with the program. Cuban coffee's the way to go. I got more respect for my body than to drink leaded dirt. I reached for my mug. Lead and dirt. Huh. Not an appropriate conversation starter. But first, when did you start wearing boxers? You show up unannounced, you get what you get. You ever wear anything besides the uniform? Andre smiled wide. You are cranky when you get woken up. You're here, why? I was pissed he hadn't called. His smile dropped, and he turned serious. Then Nicole walked into the kitchen wearing one of my t-shirts. Andre cleared his throat. Didn't know you had company. Damn. Nicole, Andre Luna. Andre Nicole Archer. You want coffee, Nicole?
Yes, please. Nice to meet you, Andre.
Andre dragged his eyes away from the stab wound on her thigh she hadn't bothered covering up. Likewise, ma'am. I handed her a cup of coffee. She strolled over next to me. I wrapped an arm around her neck and kissed her temple. She set her coffee down and snaked her hand across my bare stomach as she turned into me, her breasts pressed against my chest. Her scent filled my lungs, and suddenly the air between us was so charged I couldn't see past it.
I want to be with you, she said softly in my ear.
Andre said, I'll wait in the living room. The second I knew Andre was out of eyesight, I pushed my hands into her hair. I love hearing those words pass your lips, but you need to tell me what's going on. She looked away.
Do I have to?
No games. She sighed.
Last night I felt safe. It felt good being with you.
My muscles tensed, my jaw ticked. I'm no hero. I told you that.
I like you, she whispered.
The weight of her words went straight to my heart, and for one second I let myself breathe it in. I wanted to drag her into my arms and never let go, but she deserved better. If she knew what I'd agreed to last night, she wouldn't be standing here. You don't know me. Her hands dropped and she stepped back.
I'm sorry. Forget I said anything. My mistake.
I was on her before the last word left her lips. I slammed my mouth over hers and sank my tongue into her heat. Pulling her against me, I gripped her hair, pressed her sweet little ass into my hips, and kissed the word mistake out of her mind. You want to know what was a mistake?
What?
She groaned. Walking into my kitchen in nothing but my t-shirt and underwear. I spun her around and held her against me. You want to know what else was a mistake? I rubbed up and down her ass, dragging my tongue along her neck and biting her ear. Thinking I wouldn't follow through just because we got company.